From Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, Radio Inc., and our friends at Hispanic Ed, welcome to another edition of the Hispanic Radio Podcast. My name is Adam R. Jacobson. Bienvenidos. We have another great session for you. The radio executive who might be thinking a little bit or perhaps a lot about entry into Hispanic radio, whether that is Spanish language radio or a format that is of high appeal to a English dominant Hispanic or bilingual Hispanic, as it may be. We think there's dollars out there. And I think our guest today is probably in agreement with that. Please welcome to the Hispanic Radio Podcast, Mr. John Bustos. He is the president of Bustos Media of Wisconsin, which is owned outright. You might know the Bustos name. That's because his brother is Amador Bustos of Bustos Media. So this is an operation that focuses on Milwaukee and has two brands. WDDW 104.7 has operated in the market for several years as La Grande. That is the traditional regional Mexican station. Now there is a contemporary pop and reggaeton station that is really tapping into the current Latin vibe scene across the U.S., and that is La Zeta. That is WDDW HD2. But you know what? There's a translator at 93.7, and boy, is that making a difference. So hello, John. How are you?
Oh, very good, Adam. Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for the wonderful intro.
Yes, John is actually in Sacramento. I am in Dayton, Ohio, and in between is the market of Milwaukee. And just to give a retrospective of Milwaukee over the last 7 years, in one of my previous roles, I was a marketing and advertising corporate consultant for the previous owner of this radio station, La Grande, which was called Adelante Media Group. Bustos Media had acquired the station following the dissolution of Adelante and has really done a lot positively. I think that also reflects on where Milwaukee is today. In 2011, there were certainly economic challenges for being in Hispanic media. There was an Azteca America station, which later became Mundo Fox, and then La Grande. It was a challenge. Here we are 7 years later. You're adding a second FM radio station to the blend of what is available for the Latino radio listener. So, John, tell me about the Milwaukee market today and how adding a second signal is perhaps the right thing.
Excellent. Well, Adam, you know, we should know the full circle.
I'm sorry, John, I can't hear you. Can you speak louder, please?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, let's go ahead and start from the top there. Okay. So, yeah, talking about Milwaukee.
So as you know, we know the full circle as we started there in 2005. And so then left the market in about 2010 and then came back. So it's been an interesting a business cycle that we've experienced in Milwaukee. And so now have coming back all these years later, sure enough, I mean, the market is dramatically different on the radio side, but from the Hispanic population side, we've seen a lot of positive trends and a lot of growth. So it's just a matter of operating at a very efficient level. But thought it was definitely time to have a second option and a second FM market to sort of give people a variety and a diversity, and especially advertisers an option and different price points to be able to advertise. And so here we are later, almost 13, 14 years later from when we started in Milwaukee, back in the market, but obviously a little bit of a different business model on how we run the stations. But having a great success, and I would say probably first quarter and second quarter of 2018 have been the best quarters in the station's 3-4 year history. You know, so it seems to be turning around quite a bit.
Ed, when you announced this on August 17th, it was noted that you're going to be providing, quote, a powerful combination for advertisers to reach a wide stretch of the high growth Wisconsin Hispanic market. Tell me a little bit about where the Hispanics are in your region of Wisconsin, and if they tend to be more Spanish dominant, or they're bilingual, or they're even English dominant, but are really gravitating toward this programming because of this connection to culture and heritage.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting developing dynamic. So that's why I think the alternative and the option, I mean, still our core market, our core listener, even though they are bilingual, but they still tend to prefer the Spanish language, and the Mexican regional format still seems to be the driver of most revenue and most audience share. But we do see, obviously, you know, the Y generation and a lot of the younger Hispanics, obviously, being very comfortable, you know, being in both worlds and being bicultural. And therefore, with the second station, we are providing some of those, you know, unique flavors to the music mix outside of what we do on La Grande, where we're pretty straight down the middle with the Mexican regional. And that's evidenced by the type of entertainment that you see in Milwaukee coming, you know, whereas before there would be only certain types of entertainment that you would have to go to Chicago, which is about 90 miles away or so, to see. Now you're starting to see it more and more in Milwaukee. And therefore, that's you know, that's opened up an interesting dynamic and an interesting revenue stream for the stations on this whole artist and performance-based music that before you would only find it in Chicago.
What sort of clients are gravitating toward your stations right now? I know that La Zeta is still very new, but are there particular categories that are really strong right now that you can talk about? Is this regional versus national? Any familiar advertisers that someone outside of Wisconsin might know?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Adam, the national scene has been a challenge. And so when we made the foray back into Milwaukee, we knew that going in, you know, the national dollars have been contracted a bit. Sort of the top 10, top 15 Hispanic markets are kind of taking the vast chunk of that. So we have really focused on sort of local and regional dollars in the market. So, I mean, the categories that seem to do well for us, I mean, all the way from attorneys to restaurants to nightclubs. So, I mean, it's that model where there's not the big name box stores and the big national accounts that once used to come to the market, actually, in Milwaukee. You know, when you look back at in the late 2000s, but I mean, it's really become more of a grassroots effort, believe it or not. And but at the local level, I think we've penetrated the market quite well. A ton of community involvement. We're constantly in the high density Hispanic areas with our on air personalities, our street team. So pretty much any and all local businesses that you see, from retail stores to different type of you know, new restaurants coming up, has been kind of the foray. So, I mean, it is a harder road to sort of deal with. But in some of these markets that we see as growth markets, that's where really, you know, where the rubber meets the road. And like I said, the other category that's been quite impressive for us, that I think turned around from the Adelante days when you were more familiar with the market, has been the event business. I would say in 2018, there's probably been 15 pretty decent events with major name Hispanic artists, mostly Mexican regional, but also some of the Latin pop, reggaeton, you know, things like Plan B, things like Bad Bunny, things like Farruko, that normally, you know, wouldn't see. So we've been able to be pretty consistent and be the go-to stations in the whole entertainment business. And we also put on events ourselves. So the entertainment side has been probably the biggest growth category for us, where we've been able to offset some of the slowdown that we've seen on the national side over the last 4 to 5 years.
As we get set to conclude this podcast, I think that there's a certain stereotype, if you will, about what people outside of Wisconsin think of people in Wisconsin. There is this idea that they certainly like their sausages. They drink beer, maybe Laverne and Shirley, and the Green Bay Packers are, you know, pretty much the extent of what they know. Perhaps that 70s show even comes to mind. Obviously, these are, you know, generalizations and probably falsehoods. What can you say about the Latino population itself in Milwaukee? I mean, what are they like? Are they Brewers fans? Are they going to Culver's just like other consumers? Or are they unique and really different, yet still kind of blending their culture with that of Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think it would surprise a lot of people. I mean, Milwaukee has had that reputation, but you know, it's 90 miles away from Chicago, which is not far. And so there is a lot of migration that's starting to happen between Chicago and Milwaukee. But here's the key. There's jobs in Milwaukee, which is a big attraction to obviously the Latino population. You know, you got Harley Davidson headquartered there. You got Miller there. You got tons of dairy farms, poultry. So there's good. I mean, you know, the cost of living is obviously much more affordable than Chicago. So you've seen over the last decade, probably the Hispanic population has had some, even though it still maybe only comprises about maybe close to 13% of the population, but that's the growth has been about 70% over these last 10, 12 years. Now probably hitting in this 10 county DMA that makes up what we call our radio DMA, you know, now well over 300,000 Latinos and a good 75% of those of Mexican descent. So no, they still, I mean, they, you know, they're still very integrating into Milwaukee, but at the same time, obviously still looking to have a good tie into their culture. And that's where radio still plays an important role. So we're very excited about this market, and we see nothing but upside given the job opportunities and given the growth of what we've seen and given the cost of living there. I think Milwaukee is a destination point for many young Hispanic families to sort of set roots and be able to sort of, you know, build a great foundation for years.
Okay, well, we lost you there on those final words. I think we're having some audio difficulties there, but that's okay. We are out of time, and we're going to conclude by saying thank you, John Bustos from Bustos Media, Wisconsin. This is the Hispanic Radio Podcast, and if you're really interested about a full-on learning experience, why don't you make a plan now to attend the Radio Inc. Hispanic Radio Conference. Our 10-year anniversary is going to be celebrated March 12th and 13th of 2019 at the Intercontinental in Doral in Miami. For more information and for access to all of our podcasts, visit HispanicRadioConference.com. So, gracias, John. You there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Adam. I'm sorry for the bad audio.
That's okay. Want to say gracias, thank you. Copyright 2019, Streamline Publishing.